This is the BBC.
Here's Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Why does the Duke of Edinburgh think I've got one of his awards? Also, what would you do with cardboard cutouts of me and Chris and our new game?
You shall not pass!
Chris has to use every single excuse he can to ride the BBC lifts from top floor to bottom and then back up again, using any way he wants to stop people from getting in the lift with him.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
This is Scott. How are you? Hello, Laura from Mansfield. Hello. Just got off a plane from Gran Canaria. Is finding the Spanish on Radio 1 right now quite disorientating? You are back in the UK. See, I'm really enjoying all the Spanishness, but as Sarah also points out on text, if you want to sing along, it's a nightmare.
That's true.
Because you have no idea what you're singing. As much as I want to sing along to Beyonce's bit in Mi Gente, can't. I'm talking nonsense.
But I do sing along anyway. It's like when you hear it in a club. I'm fairly certain if you were to be able to turn all the sound off and everyone kept singing, it would be nonsense.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying.
But like, the thing is, we both always sing along to Reggaeton Lento every time we play it, but we don't know the words. The only bit I know is, it started when I looked in her eyes, I got close and I'm like, bailemos. The rest of it, I'm just like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, then the end bit. Yeah, well, exactly. We don't know reggaeton. The language. No, he don't know Reggaeton Lento.
We need to
know that bit.
We need to learn it, or, as I've said before, make our own. Right, Disciples were with us earlier in the week. They're my tune of the week. And we did something which I'm keen to do with more artists. We've recorded them off-air before. It's sometimes good to hear the pre-chat.
Mm.
And we were discussing, they were discussing their deodorant habits. I think we should do this more with artists. Like just record
just the small talk.
Just
it's the terrible small talk.
Before the interview.
What's up?
It's just not the right one for me.
Yeah. Do you know sometimes I leave out an armpit?
No, you know what? I think women's ones work better than men's.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's actually true.
That's a trick.
I don't know why.
What do you mean you leave out an armpit?
So, like, when I'm washing, I notice that actually sometimes I've left out the right one.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah also only one beefs.
Yeah. I'm like, why is that one? And I look back to the morning and think, oh, that's mine.
Yeah, that's mine. And sometimes if you don't lather up in the shower.
Yeah, I have to lather up, definitely.
Because it doesn't.
Is it lather or lather?
See, that's the kind of awkward small talk that happens before each interview here at Radio 1. But you can get some gold out of it, I think.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
That's Ed Sheeran and Sing on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here, Friday lunchtime, Post Malone rock star David Guetta and Justin Bieber to you. That's a tune, I heard that for a while, that's coming up. So Chris was off yesterday, he was handing out some Duke of Edinburgh awards at St James's Palace.
Yes.
Get you.
Yeah, I know.
He's doing well.
I know, mad, right? Mad being in the palace there.
What's it like?
We've done it before. Honestly, this
not at that palace.
There
though.
Was. Oh, did you? Were you at a different palace?
I was at Clarence House.
Oh, get you.
Yeah.
But the lies I've been hearing about you are phenomenal.
Lies.
Well, amongst the royals, you've been lying. I know you've lied to a royal.
I haven't.
You have.
No,
you've
I haven't.
Lied to a royal.
I've never done Duke of Edinburgh. I've never told that.
They think you have.
Who said that?
The lady organising it. So obviously, the Duke of Edinburgh himself thinks that you have done your gold awards and you haven't. You're a fraud.
No, I've never.
So I think you should have to do your gold award. I reckon. So when you handed out the awards, who did you have?
I had Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew, right? So obviously you've said to Prince Andrew, I've done my gold award.
I don't think
Prince
I have.
Andrew's told the Duke of Edinburgh.
No,
the Duke of Edinburgh has told the Earl of Wessex, Edward, and Edward told me.
I don't think they wouldn't care, Chris.
Word's gone round.
No.
Scott's an ambassador, he's done his gold award. So anyway, I've said that we'll make you do the gold award at some point. It's quite a commitment.
I'm useless with directions.
But I think you should have to do it. I should say though, my small talk when my time came with the Earl of Wessex.
Which is
Edward,
yep.
Was on point.
Okay, what did you say?
So there was three of us lined up and we were all had to stand facing forward and they were like, don't turn to the side, because you know they always take that picture of you shaking hands.
Yes.
I actually mucked that bit up.
Right.
Actually the shaking of the hands, because I was too bothered about what I was saying that I didn't quite get that bit.
Did you actually say, all right, sir?
I said, all right, sir.
Sir?
Because I wasn't sure. No, actually no one said how you meant to address.
So when you first started Radio 1, you called the boss mate within 2 weeks. Remember that? Oh, that didn't go well.
I know. I should have called him All Right Sir, actually. Yeah, that's indeed. The irony in this situation.
Yes.
But the small talk was fine. He asked me about the radio show. He asked what time we're on, stuff like that. I said, will we be talking about the Duke of Edinburgh tomorrow? I said, probably. And now we are.
Yes,
so
we
that's
are.
Good.
Yes, that's good.
And
tick, tick.
And it was he was very enthusiastic. He was like, marvellous. And very good. Marvellous, marvellous. So I think that's another fan of the show anyway.
That's brilliant.
I think it's great if he is now listening because of yesterday.
Okay, awesome. You're not supposed to say all right to a royal.
I know you shouldn't, but it was more. It was done in a quicker way than you think. It was like, all right, sir.
Hey, listen, I've got an idea that's going to really test out your small talk just after 3 o'clock involving you in the BBC lifts.
Oh, the lift game.
The lift game is okay. On. Right, more on this in a bit. This is BBC Radio 1. The idea is you basically, we had this idea a while ago, remember? Mm. You have to go from the top floor of the BBC lifts, where Radio 1 is, all the way down to the ground floor, and then all the way back up to the 8th floor again.
Mm.
And basically, you have to stop anyone getting in the lift. If anyone gets in the lift, that's game over. You're done.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Megan.
Hey, Megan, where are you?
Hi, I'm in Lincoln.
How can I help you?
Our flat have you as our flat mascot, and we're trying to outdo another flat who have Donald Trump as a cardboard cutout in the window.
Oh, brilliant.
And as our flat mascot, we were trying to find one of you, but we can't find one anywhere, and wondered if you could help us.
You want a cardboard cutout of me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at university, are you?
Yeah, Lincoln University.
Lincoln, yeah, went there recently, yeah, okay. Did you come and see me?
Yeah, you were our first proper flat outing. I don't know how you as a mascot happened, but it's stuck and it's been like that for 4 weeks now.
I was going to say, why am I, out of anyone, flat mascot? I mean,
I don't know. Someone yelled for your name in the middle of the engine shed when it was quiet and it just sort of stuck. So now when it's really awkward silences, they just scream your name.
Do you mean engine shed the club in Lincoln?
Yeah.
Can I ask, the Donald Trump and Scott thing, are you just going for orange faces?
No, it's just they're not even aware that we're in competition with them. We just want a Scott Mills cardboard cutout.
Mm.
Right.
We accidentally ended up in the halls of Lincoln we went there, Scott, didn't we? Do you remember we took a wrong turn?
Oh, we did. And that man was like, what are you doing? We're just lost.
We spent ages trying to work out where we needed to go to. But the problem is at that point, someone had called security.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was like, can I help you, gents? We were like, well, we just don't know where to go.
We're lost.
We're doing a DJ gig.
That's so sad. I get lost every day, I wouldn't worry.
So, when you call out Scott Mills, who's doing that?
One of the flatmates, and the entire flat has to respond.
Right, is this like the Hunger Games whistle?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's been on twice this week. Yeah, so if you lose each other, for example, one of you shouts Scott Mills, the other one will reply.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's like that. It's how we find each other in crowded rooms.
And talk to me about the other flat. So, they've got a cardboard cutout of Trump in the window.
It's only a little one.
How big are the hands?
Tiny.
Very
small. Yeah.
What are the other mascots saying? Or is this just because you can see Trump across in the other hall and what you want is someone to be staring back at him?
We need some healthy competition.
Right. Yeah, great. And you thought Scott Mills?
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Mills.
Yeah, see what
right.
you're doing.
So,
got to be.
Right, so it's Radio 1 DJ against President of the United States of America.
Yeah, but staring at each other across halls. Mm. It's a wonderful image.
Yeah.
So, the cardboard cutout thing's a really funny one, actually, Scott, because we were talking about an idea involving that not too long ago.
Absolutely. We might as well share it now.
Mm. Well, it was another pub idea, standard. And what we were saying is that we were thinking about getting two cardboard cutouts of ourselves that people can just apply for. And then over the weekend, because obviously we're not doing the radio show over the weekend, people can just do what they want with it.
Yeah.
And then we can catch up with what's happened on Monday.
Yeah, so we just like rent it out to you. Like, you know, let's say you're having a hen do or a stag do. Bring us with you. We can be there. Like, obviously not us. It's cardboard us. But we're still there.
Yeah, take us along. And the other side of things with this as well is you can sort of help us with some of our dreams, things that we haven't done. For example, I've never been crowd surfing.
Yeah.
Now, what would be amazing if someone can sort of make me crowd surf in a kind of way, even though cardboard.
Cardboard
that'd
you.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And take pictures and videos. I think it's something we should maybe do if there's a demand, especially considering there's a demand for you being the mascot, Scott.
Yeah. Maybe we could give you the cutout first.
That'd be brilliant.
But you'd have to give it back. Is that a problem?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We could get you crowd surfing, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea is you can just sort of use us for a weekend.
You can do whatever you want with us.
Anything. And then, but what you could do, obviously, like, we'd rather everyone didn't do obvious.
Don't encourage it.
But it'd be great if you could show us experiences that perhaps we can't do because Scott's always busy.
You could come around some of the Freshers Weekend events and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
We'll take you up the hill.
What's the hill?
The big Lincoln steep hill.
Oh, okay, cool.
The cathedral.
Do we roll Scott down the hill there in cardboard form? I think this only really works as an idea if people have some ideas with what they would like to do with us, Scott.
Yeah, get in touch. Let us know what you'd like to do with cardboard, me or Chris, and we can action it. Okay, Meg, I'll be back in touch if I get them made. I promise I'll get round to it.
Thank you.
Because I can't be beaten by Trump. Okay, love you, bye.
Thanks.
Scott Mills.
Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just old, love my game with my guns, and my brothers wanna try something. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the buns and my brothers wanna try some.
That's Jay Haas, did you see on BBC Radio 1? There is some demand for the cardboard cutouts, Chris.
Mm.
Some people want them. Not that many. But Mark from Bristol, please send me cardboard, Scott and Chris, as a penny for the guy before bonfire night.
Oh, bonfire coming up. Maybe we launch this after bonfire.
Maybe
night,
after
actually,
bonfire, yeah.
Because that's going to be straight waste.
How do you feel? Yeah, because we can only afford to get two done. So don't, like, misuse them.
Yeah.
We need them back. If we lend them
don't
out to you, we need them,
them
back.
We will need these back, ideally.
How do you feel about someone says, I want to give cardboard Chris a cuddle in bed? Is that fine?
Well, this is what I'm saying. People can apply for it and give us their reasons why. Yeah. And then, I mean, we've got to get these made first, but we should definitely do it. I think it's a great idea.
Tom in Bristol, there's absolutely no way you're doing that with me. And you won't be getting a cardboard cutout ever.
No, and also, don't make up what you're doing and then do something else.
Right.
Like, let us know what you're doing. Yeah. If we trust you, we'll send you ours in cardboard form.
And we will need social media evidence.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Really good. This is Paris Winter on Radio 1. Sam Smith, Niall Horan and the 1975 coming up. Yeah, there's loads of requests now. Cardboard cutouts of us. We need to do it. I know we've said it now. We've got.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely do it.
Phil says, I know your cardboard cutouts are busy, so I'm getting in there early. Any chance of making an appearance at our Christmas party? Yeah, we'll consider that one, yeah?
That's a great idea.
Will's going to put cardboard you in an Arsenal shirt for a day.
Fine. Probably won't send it out on that basis, but yep. But all right. Appreciate the idea.
Kaylee wants to drag cardboard us to go and see the Vamps with her next year. Yeah, this is all good.
BBC. Radio 1.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step.
Scott Mills.
Some of the things that people want to do with cardboard Scott and Chris is brilliant. Someone's going to Rachel Riley off of Countdown's house for a party and wants to take us.
Random.
Alex in Southend. Really good. I'm getting married in Siberia, Russia next year. I'd love to, obviously it'd be quite cold, so we'll be wrapped up, the cardboard bus.
Mm.
Sure. Keep them coming in. After three, I'm sending you to the BBC lifts.
Yes.
Fancy this?
I'll do it.
Yeah. So the idea is, this is one of the ideas we had for the show in the pub. You have to go from top floor of the BBC lifts, where Radio 1 is, all the way down to the ground floor, and then all the way back up again. The only rule is, you cannot let anyone else in the lift. We're going to call it...
You shall not pass!
Like?
Really like.
Right? You can stop them, apart from physically... any way you want, but you must not let those people get in the lift or you lose the game.
Okay.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Not quite, but almost a pants down situation for you this week on Bangers.
Where are we at? 3-1 to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, is it?
Oh, well, you shouldn't have won yesterday. There's been some odd decisions. There's been some very odd decisions going. I don't know if that's because you've got sway over who's coming on to choose.
No, I haven't.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Fair and square. I've been choosing. I've got bangers coming out of my actual ears at the moment. I've got so many.
Good, and we'll be pulling one of those out today.
Yes, we will.
Well, you with your respective banger, and me with mine.
That's
right. And I've got a good one today.
Okay, 2:40 bangers, and then at 3, our new game. What are we calling it? Are we calling it? Can we?
Because I think it sums up the situation quite nicely.
Okay, so basically we've got these massive lifts here at the BBC. We're on the 8th floor. You're going to go down to the bottom and then back up to the top again, and.
You shall not pass!
You've got to think of whatever way you can to not let anyone in the lift with you. You're not allowed to like be physical. Apart from that, it's up to you.
Apart from that, go full Gandalf.
Full Gandalf, please, at 3:10.
You shall not pass!
Right, this is new. Cheat Codes, Fetty Wap.
Mills.
Got a lot of messages about this today. You know, like people are driving around on a Friday. Fair few people have been to my bridge today on the M3, like Holly and Dan. They're travelling from Devon to Essex, just been under the Scott Mills Bridge. And, well, this is what most people are saying, in need of some serious TLC. The bridge will be great again. It's closed at the moment.
Is it still closed?
Yeah, essential repair works. So you can't actually go on the Scott Mills Bridge. If you don't know about this, I had a bridge named after me on Fleet Services.
Yeah, we did a whole ceremony for it. I went there, I did a lovely speech.
Yeah, on the M3, but then there was a terrible fire. Yeah. Everyone was fine, but the bridge is now under repair. I guess we have to go and reopen it, right?
Yeah, maybe what might be a nice touch is you going and reopening your own bridge yourself, like
instead of
just
sending you.
Me. Okay. Like some kind of ambassador.
This is great. Listen to this, right? So we know we talk about getting cardboard cutouts of me and you, so we can be everywhere. We can be here, we can be there, we can be here, we can be there. Here, everywhere. Gigi and Benzi say, how about we take your cardboard cutouts of Scott and Chris on a 3-month deployment under the sea on one of Her Majesty's submarines?
Amazing.
Yes, please.
That's what I'm talking about as well. It's those kind of new places that you can take us. You out there, you can take us to new places.
Anywhere, stuff that I've never done before. That's what I want to do.
Literally, take us with you.
Right. Like, anything. Think of something you're doing this weekend. Imagine cardboard me or Chris with you. Harrison Sword has been on. That is an amazing name. Harrison Sword.
No, don't say it again.
Okay, he's from Havant. And he's applying for the cardboard cutouts. He's going to the Joshua versus Pulev fight.
Okay.
In Cardiff. They're going to watch them weigh in on the 27th. Probs gets a picture of cardboard us with a few famous people.
Mm.
And then after, straight into town for a big sesh. And he says, in the land of the sheep. And then 28th is fight night.
Great. And what could be great about this as well, another good idea I was thinking, is maybe we can give the cardboard cutouts to some pop star or something who's going on tour. They can take us with them. You know, and it's just about us getting a bit more involved in ways that we probably can't because of logistics.
Well, we're getting down... Right, okay, so, and the plan is, after fight night, down Caroline Street and then to the casino to win some top dollar.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Don't take it personal, but personally, I think you'd be better with somebody like me, but worst of all, you don't even see, you don't even see. Girl, don't take it personal, but personally, I think you'd be better with somebody like me. But worst of all, you don't even see, you don't even see.
What do you think? I think good. I like it so much, I've decided that's going to be my tune of the week next week.
Ah.
There we are.
Just bestowed that upon them.
I'm crowning you the Vamps, and I'm crowning you Maggie Lindemann.
I quite like this sort of royal theme going on today. It's good.
Yeah. That is Personal, the Vamps, and Maggie Lindemann on BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, Zara Larsson coming up and some Duke DeMont. And we're going to get some proper Friday tunes on in a bit. A couple of bangers for you. Meantime, let's actually do bangers now. Hello, Scott.
Hey. Yes, Queen!
Yes, Queen! Happy Friday, where are you?
I'm in the Scottish Borders cutting some beautiful timber.
Oh, yes, yeah, you're a big cuddly teddy bear, that's what you are.
Yeah, and how's the wood looking?
Damn right I am.
that's what people know you as, right? It's not me just being a bit forward there.
Well, I don't know, like.
So you cut wood for a living?
That's right, yeah. I've got the hardest job in the wood industry.
Right.
So you could maybe settle that debate for us, actually, if you just say... the harvesting drivers are a lot more qualified than the forwarder drivers.
No, we don't want to step in on any sort of argument whatsoever.
I can't get involved in any kind of like Scottish borders beef.
It's the wrong radio station for that kind of thing.
Obviously, you're cutting the wood there all day. So you're a big lad. You need to keep your strength up. What have you had for breakfast? Let's tell everyone.
Oh, I shouldn't go into this because if my wife's listening, I could be at the door. Okay. I had... I had a big sausage baguette. I had three yum-yums. You know yum-yums?
Oh, I love yum-yums. Yes. Scott, yeah, I love yum-yums.
I'm absolutely all over them. I had three of them trashed before I left Gala.
It's a mad name for them, though, isn't it? Yum-yums.
You feel a bit embarrassed asking for them.
That's what I think. It's a bit like when you get those bear-shaped crisps as well. You know, they taste great, but you sort of feel a bit weird.
It's like
kids' food.
I know, Scott, you topped all off with a Scotch pie.
That's right.
Yes.
You're living the dream, mate.
Right.
All the time.
I'll let you digest all of that while you listen to my banger, which is this. Come on.
What a tune. This is annoying. I wrote this in my phone for another week, actually.
I saw you do it.
Did you?
I was in the car.
So you robbed it?
I was in the car with you.
Oh, you're... That shouldn't be allowed. You copied me, miss.
It was during Freshers Week. I saw you write it down. I thought, I'll have that too.
You're such a...
I'm feeling that.
Silence, Delirium featuring Sarah McLachlan.
Occasionally on bangers, this sort of situation happens where whoever gets chosen is going to anger a lot of other people, I think. I've gone for a completely different banger. It's old school. I went for the best song in the world. And this came up, and it's Tenacious D, Tribute, which could be an amazing moment this Friday.
Good God.
Best song in the world. Oh, just a coincidence there, Wolf Alice. Okay.
What a choice.
I think Chris... I don't know what to say about that. He needs to take a long, hard look at himself in a rather small mirror.
Reminds me of Edith Bowman, that song.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not...
Well, I think...
You're making that sound like a negative thing,
Just
Scott.
Does. It's the first thing that comes into my head.
Well, when you hear that song?
Yeah.
When you see Jack Black?
She's always playing it. Tenacious D.
I don't like Jack Black.
Okay.
Oh, well.
All right, then.
To be honest with you, I'd be happy if Delirium gets chosen. It's a banger.
Yeah, well, I think us Scots have to stick together, and if I don't pick it, I'm going to get bombarded with abusive text.
Yeah,
so it has to be Scott the day.
Yes! But that, I don't think, can be beaten.
That was amazing.
Oh, had a little studio rave there. Just put it on my Instagram story. It was good, that. Thanks, HRH.
HRH on the lights there as well.
Making the lights work in
Smash
time
that.
With the music there. That was Delirium, Silence. Sorry, mate.
No need to apologise. Although, what you should apologise for is stealing that.
I did rob it from your
That's
phone.
Mad, isn't it?
Looking over your shoulder there, I was like, oh, yeah, actually good. Well, we heard it, didn't we?
You've quoted messages that I've been typing on my phone in the car before. So, because Scott, give a bit of an insight here. Scott always takes the back seat so he can sort of stretch out a bit
like
there
to recline
and make sure he gets enough room
on the way to the.
But what he will do is read my messages.
Student gigs? Well, no, not all the time. Just like to know what's going on.
It annoys me that I was putting that in my phone for bangers, and you've gone there and just swiped in.
Well, you should have got in there before then, shouldn't you?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
What a track! Friday banger, Calvin Harris, I'm Not Alone. If you like where that came from, I've got a Friday mix for you in 30 minutes.
One.
Okay, so here's the experiment I want to try. Chris, it's very busy on a Friday afternoon here at the BBC, isn't it?
It's really, really busy. Yeah, especially around this time.
So here are the rules. You have to go from top floor of the BBC lifts, where Radio 1 is, on the 8th floor, all the way down to the ground floor, and then all the way back up to the 8th again. The one rule is, you can't let anyone else in the lift.
No one shall pass. That's the plan.
Also, you lose the game if anyone at all steps into the lift. If anyone gets in, you've lost. You can stop them however you want, apart from physically, OK?
Yeah, that's fine. And if you've got any suggestions as well, shout those out.
Okay.
It might be helpful. All right?
But it's easy. If nobody gets in the lift, you win.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And when I get in the lift at the start here, there's not going to be anyone in. I'm going to be the only one. So I've just got to keep that up.
thing is, when you get to the ground floor, there will be so many people needing to get on that lift, and they'll just be annoyed and a bit angry with you.
I know. I'm going to press the button on the lift. I'm going to call it now. Ready?
Ready. Good luck.
Right, entering the lift.
Good luck.
I haven't really thought through the excuses, but we're going to go through it. I'm going to press the ground, and we go. Oh, it's genuinely nerve-wracking moving through the floors here. We're moving down, we're going down. Fifth floor, here we go.
Oh, OK.
Really sorry, you might want to get the next one. I've just farted.
Oh, no.
OK, close, close, and we're good.
Say that. No way!
That's fine. That's two people not getting in. We go again. Oh, no, third floor.
OK. Think of another one.
I'm really sorry, I've just spilt something. You might want to wait for the next one. Just wait, it'll only be just behind. I'm really sorry, I know there's a lot of you. Sorry, one sec. That was about five people there.
Oh.
We're going down. This is horrible.
Horrible.
The evils that you get. The farting thing worked better than the fluids.
Okay.
Right, we're nearly right at the bottom. We've got to the bottom. Okay, we're going.
Okay.
I'm coming back up for a second. I just need to stop anyone coming through here.
Anyone with blonde hair, maybe not allowed.
No one here. Right, we're on the way back up. I pressed the top button. Here we go.
Tell me you're a celebrity.
Next. Really?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to stop them.
No, just to say, sorry, I'm a celebrity, you can't get in.
Okay, we're going up. And we're about to hit the canteen level.
Oh, no.
That's fine, we've gone past the canteen level. Ground floor. This is like the entrance. I'm really sorry, you can't get in here, I'm a celebrity. Sorry, I'm a celebrity. It'll be 1 second. we go on. Okay,
next one.
Levels.
Tell them you've got a lift phobia and you tend to scream loud.
I'm really sorry, I've got a lift phobia and I'm going to scream really loud in a second. I'm really sorry. Don't worry, the next one will be here soon. Oh. That was a member of security there, so...
Okay, good.
I've got a feeling we're not going to be playing this game much longer.
Okay.
Just moving up through the floors now. Fifth floor. Sixth floor. We're nearly at the top. I think we're going to get a run here to the top.
No,
I think I've completed the game, and... Yes, I've done it!
Yes!
Floor. I'm back. Come on, Scott.
Yes!
I've done the lift challenge. Yes!
You did well. That was horrendous.
Cheers, mate. I smashed it.
Come back.
All right.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Molly in Royston. Hearing Chris do that made my day. I did it on a school trip once at a museum. Obviously not that interested in the museum. We spent half the day in the lift.
Well done. No, up and down the lift, just stopping people getting on.
Yeah, well done there. Nice. That was very good.
Cheers, mate.
A lot of people feeling their stomach clenching. I know, it is quite a scary game. Next time, Alex in Stoke says, can you tell them you're a technician and you're doing a politeness check on the lift's voice?
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Earlier we were asking if there was demand for it, we would do cardboard versions of me and Chris and... that we can be with you at all times then. Imi's been on. Please come with me to Newcastle. This is Cardboard Scott and Chris, invited to the family silent disco at Christmas. I love you have a family silent disco. Bring only you and your cardboard banter. That's from Imi. Okay, thank you. We need to get these made now. We've kind of committed to it. This is Logic and Alessa Cari and Khalid.
I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. I feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Take us with you on the BBC iPlayer radio app.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.